Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, Reverend Rebecca invites staff Julie Parker Amory, Director of Religious Education, and Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement, to speak with her on all the available opportunities to root into the FRS community. Her sermon is titled, Moving In to Root. Have a listen.
I really love those things that hold both the traditional and the new, or the old and the new. And so singing that hymn out loud, knowing that we sing Blue Boat Home, and right, it just makes me really happy. I just love those things. I also can't help but sing those words today with some poignancy, some pain, I guess I'd say, in my heart. Some of you may have been here. I know we're here. Yesterday we had a memorial service for Jonathan Woodman. And, I didn't get to know John. I know Betsy. But to hear his life story, as a person who dedicated his work to this city, and how his architecture lives on, and how he loved this church and the Greek Orthodox Church, and singing of building that city. We just don't know. We don't know what our actions will result in. We just don't know or realize necessarily. And I think sometimes those things that we thought would be the most impactful sort of are forgotten. Have you ever told a memory to your child as a grown adult and have them say, "No, I don't remember that actually." And you're thinking, "But that was the time. That was the most important time." And the other things we think aren't such a big deal, and someone will tell us years later, of its impact. So I think the best thing we can do is show up, do what we're called to do, and then just trust. So this month's ministry theme is about rootedness. Rootedness is about knowing where we come from. And equally important, it is about knowing where we belong, which may or may not be the same place, or it may be the same place and more, or others. We are rooted in the history of our lives, just as a congregation is rooted in its history, whether we want to be or not. The key to finding meaning in that history, to acknowledge what of it was good or helpful and has helped make us who we are today. Being rooted, or another way to think about it is as truly belonging, is essential for our happiness. Knowing that we belong, which in many ways is both how we live externally, but it is also an inside job for some of us, perhaps more natural or easier than others. But it is essential for our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. You all belong here. By being here today, you belong. Most certainly, you are invited to belong. Belonging, you see, is not about membership, although that's a good thing. It's about how we act and how we feel a part of. Like many things, in order to feel that we belong, we have to act in ways that further or deepen our connection to places. I love this concept of acting our way into how we want to feel, instead of waiting to feel and then act. Our actions are powerful. And so here at FRS, part of that action to belonging means getting connected and getting engaged. We use the term shared ministry here a lot, because ministry means to care for, That is literally what it means. The word ministry means to care for. We have a shared ministry because we all care for this community. We care for the surroundings in which we worship. We care for the people who are here with us. We care for this beautiful building. We care about living into our Unitarian Universalist principles. We care about our children and youth, the elders and the newcomers. We care about ourselves. And because we care, we engage, we connect, we grow roots. Marge Piercy has another poem, and it's actually also in her hymnal, about how connections are made slowly. And we don't even often understand what's happening underground. So we show up and we engage. And before we know it, this place becomes our own. It becomes our own. It becomes our home. So Julie Parker Amory, our Director of Religious Education, and Nicole Salemi, our Director of Community Engagement, and I are going to share Marge Piercy's poem that we just read, To Be of Use. We're going to read it in its entirety. And after I read each stanza, Nicole or Julie will respond with some of the people who came to our minds when we hear these words. We offer this as a thank you to all of you who work so hard for this beloved congregation. We also offer it as an invitation to all of us to consider how that we're going to be moved to engage in the life of this congregation moving forward. Again, it is an invitation to everyone, members, visitors, newcomers. Engagement is the key to experiencing how you belong. And you do belong. We know we're going to miss folks in these thank yous, and so we humbly ask your forgiveness. We're going to say thank you anyway. Again, as you listen to these words, when you hear yourself, not by name, but by content, know we are thanking you. And when something sparks a little bit of interest or movement in your heart or mind, consider whether it might be a place you are called to engage. The people I love the best jump into work head first.
The parish board and its officers, canvas team and solicitors, and the trustees of the endowment.
Without dallying in the shadows.
The staff, Mike, Kristen Bellhaber, Julie, Sharon, Diane, Kristen Miller, Becky Dill, our new director of music, Justin, Reverend Rebecca, and me.
And swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight.
The task forces and teams, Gen FRS, sound system, mission and vision, database management, new members.
They seem to become natives of that element, the black, sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls.
The many and varied groups and fellowships, shadow circles, short story group, Buddhist meditation group, Friday book group, to name just a few.
I love people who harness themselves an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward.
All of our members and friends working on issues of social justice, Justice Action Ministry, or JAM, First Wednesdays, General Assembly, Sanctuary Church, Climate Action, Habitat for Humanity, Racial Justice Task Force.
Who do what has to be done again and again.
The dedicated committees and teams, communications team, worship associates, HR committee, governance committee, finance committee.
I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along.
The countless folks who make young church hum, teachers and guides, youth group advisors, coming-of-age mentors, teachers, chaperones, justice trip leaders.
Who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out.
Hospitality committee, welcoming committee, made breakfast, stew Sundays, start the year meeting.
The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust.
Pastoral care associates, memorial services team, parish friends.
But the thing worth doing well has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphorae for wine and oil, Hopi vases that held corn, are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used.
Sunday worship, choir, jazz vespers, candlelight service, ushers, child dedications, weddings, and memorial services.
The pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real. Willing to serve, willing to connect, affirmation of faith, journey of a lifetime, this beloved congregation. Ask yourself, how will I engage?
A couple of years ago, I woke up to a startling fact. Whereas our Young Church preschool class 10 years ago was home to over 20 children, we now regularly had two. Our nursery, which had sometimes been filled to capacity a decade ago, was now empty some weeks. I suddenly wondered with alarm, where are all the children? It turns out that we were actually behind a national trend in UU churches that began in 2002. That's the first year that RE enrollment numbers began to decline continentally. This by no means is an issue unique to the First Religious Society, but rather one that is being faced by churches everywhere and of all denominations. Nonetheless, our shrinking number is distressing to me for the very simple reason that I sincerely believe that the church has a vital role to play in the lives of children, youth, and families. I am myself largely shaped by an adolescence steeped in church life. Church was where I found deep connections, not just among my peers, but with adults with whom I served on committees, and with families whose children I babysat and mentored. The adult youth group advisors were some of the most important people in my life. I felt loved just for being myself at church, and I loved so many of my fellow congregants, young and old. I wonder, without church in their lives, where are children, youth, and families finding those rich intergenerational connections today? Our parish board addressed the news of our declining numbers by appointing a study group tasked with examining the issue from all angles. Out of that comprehensive study was born the Gen FRS Task Force, charged with strategizing ways to address the issue in three stages. Stage one has begun, and I'm working with a group of six church members who are engaged in putting in place several programs that will both foster intergenerational relationships and help families in the community find a way through our doors and hopefully to then connect in a way that is meaningful for them. Stages two and three will work in concert with our congregational mission and visioning work. Ideas that we're working with include an all-congregation weekend retreat, a vacation week day camp that will have appeal beyond our FRS community, an old-fashioned pen pal program this summer, and several planned informal meetup activities also over the summer. The key, I believe, to have our church again bursting at the seams with children and families, and thereby ensuring our future, is twofold. First, to offer something enticing that will get them through the door, something enticing enough to compete with all the other myriad demands
placed on today's families. But more importantly, once they're here, to help them root and connect. This is the task of many, not just a few. I invite us all to consider the ways we do this, whether it's something as small as learning a child's name and asking them about themselves, or something like teaching OWL or being a coming-of-age mentor. Let's be the place where each child and teenager feels treasured for who they are, where they learn from the wisdom of elders, where their gifts are gratefully received, and where they are lovingly challenged to examine their beliefs. This is the work of all of us. So, to wrap up our time here together before we sing our closing hymn, Nicole and I are going to offer a brief role play to demonstrate how much we believe in the shared ministry of this congregation. So, imagine that this is during the week and we're downstairs in our staff offices. Nicole, we need more volunteers.
With all due respect, Reverend Rebecca, I think we have plenty of potential volunteers here. What we need is to ensure that we, the staff, help people know how to get engaged, how to find the connections that support their passions and their individual gifts and skills. When we do that, the rest is easy. I see it every day, actually. When people connect here at FRS, something really special happens. It's a good something. Hard to put into words, but it is always, I know it because it's always a smile that it shows up in. I get the sense that they belong.
You are so right, Nicole. Shared ministry, that's what we're talking about. It's about people serving, ministering to, and caring for what matters to them. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to come from a place of openness and caring. You know, I was thinking that even how we greet each other, even taking the time to say, hello, I'm so glad to see you, that's service.
So why don't we give that a try?
Yes, I like that. Let's give it a try. So why doesn't everybody stand and turn to someone next to you, a couple of people even, and just simply try this. Say, hello. I'm so glad to see you. All right, so very good, very good. I'm going to keep standing, everyone. Oh boy, don't invite a bunch of UUs to talk. So before we move into our hymn, you can remain standing. I just want to share one thing. My first involvement in a UU congregation, so my daughter is almost 26, so 25 years ago, when my daughter was an infant and she was nursing and I felt so, the church was big and I didn't know what to do, I simply sat in the nursery with her because she wouldn't go with the caregivers and I couldn't hear anything. And I said to the director of religious education, did we ever think of having a speaker down here? That one question opened up to where I am today. So connect, people.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. What does being connected to FRS mean to you? How do you talk about your involvement with FRS to your friends and family? Do you have something you would like to do that will nourish your roots in FRS? We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.